Unit 4. Is it just a game? Page 99. Time to listen. Listen in. Exercise C.
This is Dave, and you are listening to our NBS radio show for parents of teens. Today, you can call in and get advice about teens and the computer from our psychologist, Dr. Jean Hamilton. Call 1-800-956-444 now. Our first caller is on the line now. Hello.
Hello, Dr. Hamilton. I am worried about my teenage son. He comes home from school, sits down in front of the computer, and stays there until very late. He doesn't see his friends, he doesn't talk on the phone, and he hardly eats. What should I do?
I understand your worries. Computers are very helpful, but many times kids sit in front of them for too long. I think you should try to find something else that interests him, like a sport or an afternoon activity.
I know that he really likes bicycle riding and playing basketball.
Talk to him. Try to get him off the chair and out the door. It is not healthy to spend so many hours in front of the computer.
Thank you for calling. Now let's listen to our second caller.
I am so worried about my teenage son. He plays violent games on the computer every day. I heard that teenagers can become violent if they play too many violent games.
Yes, I understand your worries. There have been many cases where teenagers committed violent acts and said they were just copying a video game.
What should I do?
Try to get him interested in other games he can play on the computer.
Thank you for your advice, Dr. Hamilton.
We have time for one more caller today. Hello?
Dr. Hamilton, I really need your help. My teenage daughter chats on the internet with people she doesn't know. I'm so worried because it's very dangerous.
You're absolutely right. It is very dangerous. Tell her about the dangers of talking to people she doesn't know. Explain to her what could happen.
I'll try. I hope she listens to me.
I want to thank Dr. Hamilton for her advice to our worried parents. I know she has helped many listeners out there. And thank you all for listening.